When he was a teenager, George Floyd told a classmate he wanted to touch the world. And today, his brutal death has done that. Floyd is being laid to rest this afternoon in his hometown of Houston, Texas. Oh, God, you promised me. God has healed. Thousands of mourners line the streets of the city, a culmination of a long farewell for Floyd, whose death has ignited global protests against police brutality and racism. Houston Public Media's Matt Harab is at the funeral. And Matt, we're just hearing that the mayor of Houston announced at the funeral that he's going to ban chokeholds. This is big.
Yeah, no question about it. This is a mayor who has been actively working to protect people's health. You can see that and how he's handled COVID-19, talking about, how health is the most important thing. And, he said earlier this week he was going to appoint a police reform task force. This has been heavily discussed in the last couple of days here in Houston. And so that it sounds like that task force is going to start to get to work here.
Okay. What else stood out to you today? This is still ongoing. It's a celebration of George Floyd's life.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, in the hour leading up to the service, just the amount of media that are here just hits you. I'd say there's close to 300 to 350 media members here, and that's important. And it pops out because it just gives you an idea of how big of a story this is. Just yesterday, I did a segment with an Irish radio station. So this obviously isn't just a national story. It's an international story. The scene in front of the church really started to pick up about an hour before the service began. You saw all kinds of local officials arrive, including Mayor Sylvester Turner, who you were just talking about there, Police Chief Art Acevedo coming to pay their respects. The leader of the Black Lives Chapter movement, Ashton Woods, was here. And all of these local Houston officials are talking about how pivotal of a moment. That's the common denominator from all the people I've talked to today, just how pivotal of a moment this is for the police reform movement. And as for the service, I think speakers hit the point that I've been hearing at every protest I've been to, which is that George Floyd was a loving, kind man. And you just got the sense of who he was over this past week and a little bit here in the service as well.
2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden sent a video message that drew on his own grief over losing his son, Beau, to cancer, and he called for racial justice. Let's listen.
Why does justice not roll like a river or righteousness like a mighty stream? Why? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't turn away. We must not turn away. We cannot leave this moment thinking we can once again turn away from racism that stings at our very soul.
You mentioned that you've been out covering those protests. How do you think this is going to resonate with folks who are there at the service?
I think it will resonate because this message is all Houstonians have been craving from the people I've talked to at the protest, a connection and communication with white leaders and officials. You heard sporadic applause as Joe Biden was speaking in that video. I think one of the bigger rounds of applause was when Biden mentioned Floyd's daughter and how she said that her dad was going to, quote, change the world. And you heard Biden kind of allude to it right there. Again, getting back to just everybody talking about how big this moment is. And just from being out at the protest, I can tell you there was a lot of talk about voting. There was a lot of talk about the fact that there's an election coming up, how that's a big thing as well, and that there is a direct action from here for these protesters to actively try and make the change happen. And so I think that message absolutely will resonate, as you heard, sporadic rounds of applause as Biden was speaking in that video there.
Yeah. And Floyd will be buried next to his mother, who he called out in those last moments of his life. That's Matt Harab. He is a reporter with Houston Public Media. Thank you so much, Matt.
No problem.